With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The instant you stop caring what others think is the instant you start being yourself. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we have part 2 of How to Stop Caring What Others Think of You from our friends at BrainyDose. Enjoy.
Change the stories you tell yourself. The things that we tell ourselves are the most important. Because we have trust in our own thoughts. If you tell yourself to act a certain way for whatever reason, then you're going to trust yourself that it's the right thing to do. The problem with this is that we don't question what we tell ourselves enough, even though we should. It's important and beneficial to take a close look at your thoughts and look for where they are irrational or unfounded. If you can recognize the unhelpful and negative thoughts, then you're making more space for helpful and positive ones. For instance, if you believe that everybody judges you for how you look or what you wear, simply remind yourself that it's the opposite. Other people aren't actually that critical of you, and they're probably busy thinking about themselves. Get your expectations right. It's important to consider whether or not you have unrealistic expectations of what people will and won't accept. There are countless individuals in the world who automatically predict terrible outcomes for every social interaction they encounter. Perhaps they've had multiple embarrassing experiences in the past, or they may just be negative in general. Whatever the reason, with this mindset, you're going to be fearful of others' criticism of you. Not only that, but if you're expecting people to dislike you and waiting for your conversations to turn sour, you'll probably get that result. On the other hand, you may have had some pretty good social interactions where you realize that people aren't necessarily as mean or stuck up as you expect them to be. Next time you catch yourself predicting a negative outcome to a scenario, instead, consider how things could go right. Exposure therapy. Exposure therapy is a technique used to help people overcome their fears. It involves exposing someone to their fears in order for them to find ways to directly confront their fears or rationalize their reactions to them. In this case, you could try putting yourself in a situation where you think people may judge you for how you look or who you are. Perhaps get that edgy haircut, go out without makeup on, or voice your opinion on a particular subject. Whatever the situation may be, if you think people may judge what you look like, what you think, or what you're doing, just do it anyway. It may seem terrifying in the moment, but you'll probably find that the world is not going to end if you continue to be yourself. Your fears of public embarrassment or failure are usually uncalled for, and being yourself provides an exhilarating feeling of deliverance. It's reassuring and relieving to be yourself, and when you decide to do so, your mind will relax itself and begin putting an end to those scary thoughts. Be your own friend. Although it's not something we like to believe, not everybody is meant to be your friend or stay your friend, and there's nothing you can do to change that, and no one else can do it either. It's crucial to accept yourself for who you are, but also to recognize that not everyone can accept that. Be proud of your accomplishments and learn to like yourself, flaws and all. Be the person you want to be. By letting others' opinions of you affect how you feel, in a way, you're handing them the keys to your life. You may end up changing every aspect of your life just to conform to a persona that you believe will cause others to accept you. And you may also believe that this will eradicate your worrisome thoughts, but it won't. You will never know exactly what they want you to be, and this ultimately only adds to your worries. Furthermore, living your life according to other people's expectations prevents you from leading a life of your own, and you'll likely regret this as time goes by. Look deep down and ask yourself what type of person you really want to be, and then be that person. You'll stop caring what other people think, and soon you will be in complete control of your life. Learn to appreciate and embrace the individuality of others. Once you've mastered the art of living your own life and free yourself from your insecurities, remember to show others the same courtesy. Even if you may not be particularly fond of someone, let them express their unique personality and encourage them to be themselves. Avoid gossiping or thinking negatively about those you don't understand. But most important of all, avoid being quick to judge. It's easy to get caught up in what other people think of us, and letting go of those thoughts can be very challenging. And while it does take time and effort, you can let go, and the world becomes so much more inspiring when you do. Some people will accept you for who you are, and others won't. But none of it is anything to trouble yourself over. Make the choices that you want to make, and do the things that you want to do. Take full responsibility for who you are and what you want to do with your life. When you do, you'll give your self-esteem a boost, and the power to control your life will fall right into your hands. What do you think? Do you care too much about what people think of you?
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.